From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley's office says it's investigating the operator of a North Central Missouri hospital that was the subject of a scathing audit last year. Dan Margulies reports.
Hawley's press secretary did not provide details, saying only Hawley, quote, is actively investigating the matter. Missouri Auditor Nicole Galloway issued the audit of Putnam County Memorial Hospital in August. The tiny hospital was taken over in September 2016 by Hospital Partners Incorporated, whose owners have acquired financially troubled rural hospitals throughout the country. The audit uncovered a questionable lab billing scheme that netted tens of millions of dollars for the hospital in a matter of months. Few of the patients billed for the lab tests had ever set foot in the hospital. After the hospital's board sought to oust Hospital Partners, the company sued the board and Galloway in March. In Kansas City, I'm Dan Margulies.
Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is vowing to defend himself as he fights efforts to force him out of office. The governor told supporters at an event yesterday in Jefferson City that he will not be intimidated by his political enemies.
No matter what they throw at me, no matter how painful they try to make it, no matter how much suffering they want to put me and my family through.
The Missouri House plans to begin a special session today that will look into allegations of personal and professional misconduct lodged against Greitens. He has admitted having an extramarital affair before he was governor, but he has denied breaking any laws. Greitens contends that he is being punished because of his efforts to cut wasteful state spending. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens contends the Missouri's low-income housing industry is behind the legislative impeachment efforts that could force him out of office. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis has more.
Greitens stood in the rain Thursday as he addressed rural supporters who had gathered in Jefferson City for an unrelated announcement about biofuels. He swiftly launched into an attack against the state's low-income housing industry. Greitens froze the state's low-income housing tax credit program last December, contending that it wastes money. The governor now claims that the program's participants are out to destroy him.
Well, for the ripoff artists, it was working really well for them. And here in Missouri, we've got a word for that. It's called a scam.
There is no hard evidence that the program's participants may be involved in the governor's troubles. But Greitens is expected to double down on his accusations when the House considers impeachment. I'm Joe Manis.
The Missouri General Assembly has approved a major cut in the state's income tax rate for individuals beginning in 2019, but the impact on the state's finances is in dispute. The bill will drop the individual income tax rate from 5.9% to 5.5% next year and to 5.1% over several years. State Representative Elijah Haar, a Republican from Springfield, told lawmakers yesterday that the change won't hurt the state's bottom line. The state tax cut is paid for, in part, by reducing the allowed deductibility of federal income taxes. But critics fear that the estimates may be wrong. They point to errors in calculating some previous state tax cuts, which ended up hurting Missouri's finances more than expected. Missouri voters will decide on the right to work in August instead of November. The Missouri House passed a resolution yesterday moving the resolution off the general election ballot and scheduling it for this summer's party primaries, where voter turnout is traditionally lower. It was backed in the House by Republican Holly Rader of Sykeston.
I'm convinced that a great deal of business investment has been frozen in this fight. I think we need certainty for our businesses, and moving this election to the earliest election is the right thing to do.
Opponents argued that moving the date betrays the 310,000 citizens who signed petitions wanting the chance to vote on whether Missouri becomes a right-to-work state. Under right-to-work, unions and employers would be barred from requiring all workers within a bargaining unit to pay dues or fees. Also, the House has passed legislation to require public employee unions to get permission from workers every year before withholding dues or spending them on political campaigns. It now goes to Governor Eric Greitens. Missouri has formally called for a national convention to add congressional term limits to the U.S. Constitution. The resolution approved by the House Tuesday and the Senate Thursday in a 24-6 vote makes Missouri one of the first states to call for the Article 5 Convention of the States. The convention won't happen unless legislatures in 2/3 of the states join the call, and any amendments that come out of the convention would need to be approved by 3/4 of all legislatures. Proponents say term limits in the U.S. House and Senate would be a good check on power, and opponents say term limits cripple lawmakers' ability to gain valuable experience. If no convention is called within 5 years, Missouri's resolution would expire. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.